Think a minute. Have you heard of the new emotional sickness called sudden wealth syndrome? It happens to people who suddenly become rich by winning a big lottery jackpot or inheriting a lot of money. But then what these newly rich people often find out is that it doesn't end up being the happy dream they expected. They soon discover what many other rich people already know. Money can't buy happiness that lasts. That's our problem. We think that happiness is something out there that we have to find and get, like money, a position of respect and power, or pleasure and fun experiences. But then even when we do finally get it, we find out it doesn't last and make us completely happy for the rest of our lives, like we expected. So how do we get a hold of happiness that lasts for a lifetime? The first big step is we simply have to admit that we're not totally happy and we need help. But that's pretty hard for us strong, independent human beings to do. We're like the man who came home drunk one night. As his wife helped him into bed, she asked him if he wanted her to pray for him. He nodded yes. So she began, "Dear Lord, I pray for my husband who lies here drunk." But her husband quickly interrupted her and said, "Don't tell him I'm drunk. Just say that I'm sick." In our heart and conscience, we all know that we've done things wrong and failed to live the way we know we should. We've not always lived in a daily right relationship with our Maker. But many of us won't admit that we're wrong. Plus, we don't like to admit that we can't fix our own life either and make it right by ourselves. But until we finally face the facts that we're not completely happy and at peace, our life can't change. So today, why not sincerely ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own wrong way? Then ask Him to take control of your life every day, so you'll finally have peace with your Maker and the satisfying life He wants you to have. That's when you can finally get hold of happiness that lasts. Remember, you've got absolutely nothing to lose, yet everything to gain. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.